And this is video 36. Inferencing. Inferencing is a little hard for people because when you're inferencing, you need to look for information that might not be there. So you need to fall back to your knowledge of different experiences you've gone through. And sometimes the author will give you some kind of clue or hint on what the inference is, but you have to fall back to your knowledge of how the way the world revolves around us and how the authors write. Inferencing. While you're reading, think about what you know to make a guess about what you don't know. You make inferences using clues in the text along with your own experiences to help them figure out what is not said. So sometimes the author likes to write a story, but he leaves some information out, knowing that because you have experiences, you can pull that information out and know what he's talking about. So, when looking for inferences answers, you must look for clues. It is like the context clues. You also look for clues. The process we follow for inferencing is to look at your knowledge that you have obtained by experience. We look at what we already know. You read between the lines and look at the facts and conclusions. My dad, this is a practice. My dad and mom told me to push the cart as they kept on placing bags and boxes into the cart. The cart got heavier to push. Inference, where am I? Well, let's look for the clues. First of all, my mom and dad took me and I'm pushing this cart around, and they keep on placing bags and boxes in there. And pretty soon when I'm pushing this cart, it's getting heavier and heavier. So think about where you've been. Think about the experiences you have. Where do they have carts that you push around and you can put things in? Well, where am I? I could be at a grocery store. Or I could be at Home Depot, or I could be Walmart, Target. I could be anywhere that has a cart, and they're putting boxes and bags in there. So where am I? It's a store. My clues are the cart, bags and boxes, and the cart is getting heavier to push. So those are my clues. So this is your practice. Let me read this, and then you're going to figure out what we're talking about. I saw the dark sky filled with stars and the large glowing moon. I lay down on my sleeping bag and heard the noises coming from the woods. What am I doing? Well, look at the clues. The dark sky filled the stars. There's a glowing moon. You're laying in your sleeping bag. You're hearing the noises in the woods. What am I doing? Look at the clues and write what you think this person is doing. Practice two. As I went in, the suds fell on the window and the water sprayed all around me. Then there was a huge gust of air. Where am I? Find the clues. Where do you think you are? Suds are falling. I fell on the window and the water sprayed all around me. Then there was a huge gust of air. The third practice. As I walked into this place, I could smell the aroma of sweet perfume. Many of the colors I saw were beautiful. The vase I chose was gold with a blue ribbon. Where am I? Look for the clues and decide where this person is. And thank you very much. We have finished this lesson. And thank you so much for being here.